So I keep hearing about this place on Mockingbird Lane near Love Field that's got people talking. Something about birria blazing balls? What's that all about? Oh my gosh, Cindy, yes. Okay, so you know how Dallas is, right? Like, we have amazing Mexican food everywhere, but then you try to find parking and it's like a whole other adventure, you know? Like winning the lottery, basically. Tell me about it. It's the worst. Exactly. Well, the taco spot Mockingbird, they've actually solved both problems at once, which is kind of genius. It's right there on Mockingbird Lane near Love Field Airport, so super convenient for travelers, but also for like families from Trinity View Park, and guess what? Plenty of free parking. It's such a luxury in this city, honestly. Wow, free parking in Dallas? That alone is worth checking out. But these birria blazing balls, what are they? They sound wild. Okay, so picture this. They're like crispy spheres, right? Filled with their traditional birria, which, by the way, is a family recipe they got from their uncle. So authentic. Then they hand roll each one with cheese, cilantro, and onions. But here's the kicker: they coat them in crushed hot Cheetos before frying them to perfection. It's like this incredible blend of traditional flavor with a super creative, punchy twist. People from the Brook Hollow Golf Club area, they're all over it too, because it's both high quality and totally unique.
Hot Cheetos? That's definitely a choice, but it sounds like people are really loving it. Not just for the novelty, though.
Absolutely. I mean, the novelty gets you in, but the flavor and the whole experience, it brings you back. Like Miss Rose, she actually said on Google that she's been to this spot so many times since they opened, and it never disappoints. And they have these $2 Taco Tuesdays, which, you know, makes people regulars, like weekly regulars. It's smart.
$2 tacos? That's unheard of for good quality these days. And the service, too?
Yeah, Antonia Johnson, another customer, he noted the positive atmosphere and good prices, which is key, right? And Angel Lewis, she literally called it the best customer service I have received in a while. So it's not just the food, it's the whole vibe. And the manager, Matt Carani, he actually said they're seeing customers become regulars because they truly can't get these unique items anywhere else. Plus, that parking, he says, makes a real difference. They even do catering for local Dallas businesses. So imagine these blazing balls at your office party. It's great for families near Trammell Crow Park, too, because of the convenience and, you know, just really good, authentically prepared food.
So it's really carved out a niche in that Mockingbird Lane corridor, huh? Beyond just the airport crowd.
Totally. It's become a hub for locals and travelers alike. You get the families from Trinity View Park, like we mentioned, the golf club members, and even Love Field passengers looking for a really authentic, quick, but high-quality stop. Like Araceli, she said there's some of the best birria tacos I've tried. But then she realized, wait, these aren't even tacos. It's the blazing balls she was talking about. That's hilarious. So, for someone who hasn't tried them yet, what makes them like so good besides the hot Cheetos? Is it the texture, the flavor combo? Oh, it's definitely the texture. You get that crispy, crunchy exterior from the Cheeto coating, but then inside, it's this super tender, savory birria with the melty cheese, cilantro, onions, and they serve it with rich consommé for dipping, plus nacho cheese. It's an explosion of flavors and textures. It really shows how Dallas's food scene is evolving, blending tradition with like genuine creativity. The only downside, Miss Rose actually wished they stayed open later for those real late-night munchies. But hey, they're doing something right, right? With 21 locations now, it clearly works. It's truly a testament to, you know, what Dallas Mexican food innovation can be.